From the road, Roswell Town Center looks like any suburban strip mall. There's a home goods store, a shoe store, and a gym. But pull around back, and you'll find a mini golf course, a laser tag arena, and the Computer Museum of America. When you walk into the former Burlington Coat Factory, there's a computer on a pedestal ensconced in plexiglass. Data point 2200. 1970, the placard reads.
There's lots of stories that go behind every single machine that's in our display. This particular one, you know, it could even be considered one of the first microcomputers or personal computers.
That's Lonnie Mims, the founder of the museum and owner of more than 250,000 technology artifacts. He says he's been fascinated by these gadgets since he was a kid attending summer classes at the Fernbank Science Center. The Datapoint 2200 is the first in a long, sleek timeline of computers and devices, including an early Apple I. But you can also see
the first iPhone model and the first iPad model, also iPods, and we've got a drone.
Mims is also a real estate developer. He owns this building and several others. That explains why the first phase of this tech museum occupies 44,000 square feet of the shuttered Burlington Coat Factory. The Roswell Museum is situated near Atlanta's burgeoning technology industry, at Georgia Tech and in Alpharetta and Buckhead. The staff hopes the Computer Museum of America can eventually serve as a catalyst for companies, colleges, and the community to boost the region's tech sector and inspire more interest and investment in STEAM, or science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. On opening day, there will be something for everyone. Visitors can see the computer timeline, an array of massive supercomputers, and take an in-depth look at the tech behind the first moon landing. Lonnie Mims' wife, Karen, serves as vice president of the museum. She says making sure those different audiences are served is a top priority.
20% of the population is a brainiac nerd, you know, understands when you take the covers off the machines of how they work, and that's great.
But she says there also has to be something there for the other 80% whose lives are impacted by technology but might not care as much. At a pre-opening event, a few hundred people mill about and take in the sights of the museum's first offerings. An older couple reminisces about their first personal computer. A teenager takes a selfie by a life-size replica of the Apollo lunar module, and suited tech enthusiasts marvel at the early Cray supercomputers. Karen Mims hopes everyone leaves with a feeling of inspiration and meaningful connection to the future.
Otherwise, these items are boat anchors. If you can't make a correlation on how these were relevant and how they're relevant today, who cares?
Around 300 of the Mims' quarter million artifacts are currently on display, but the museum plans to rotate the exhibits frequently. So, each visit to the museum is almost guaranteed to be different. Next up, a living, working exhibit where guests can interact with pieces of tech history and hear more about how they influence the tools we use today. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Roswell.